An ambitious staging of one-act plays is underway in Galway as part of the city's designation as European Capital of Culture. The Druid Theatre Company is bringing the productions of works by Lady Gregory to 15 different locations around the county in the coming weeks. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath has more.
She is the sun, she is the love of my heart, she is above.
In the middle of a wooded area in Coole Park, the voice of Galway singer Julie Feeney fills the autumn air. This is a special place, one steeped in culture and described by local historians as the centre of the Irish literary revival in the early 20th century. It's a location where writers, poets and dramatists were welcomed, nurtured, supported and promoted. So it seems fitting that more than 100 years later, the works of Lady Augusta Gregory are being performed among the trees and trails that surrounded her home.
It's a place that's absolutely steeped in history, the history of the founding of our state, the history of the founding of the Abbey Theatre, the history of Galway, if you like. And so, yeah, there kind of is a sense, an extraordinary sense of our presence here. And yeah, it's a bit of a privilege to be able to do these plays here, and we only hope we can do her credit.
The Druid Company has taken on notable back catalogues before. Plays by Tom Murphy, Sing and Shakespeare have been performed in a range of settings over the years. But Druid Gregory is happening in circumstances and conditions that were unimaginable 12 months ago.
Yeah, it is going to be a different experience for audience. So, like, we've been thinking an awful lot over the last 6 or 7 weeks about us. How do we make theatre in this way? And it's only now, as the time is coming near, that we've realised it's going to be new for the audience. I mean, by committing to coming here, they're taking a step forward. So we're going to grow together, we hope.
That's Druid's artistic director, Gary Hines. The latest undertaking sees 5 one-act Lady Gregory plays being performed in urban and rural settings all over the county for the next 4 weeks.
Path here that leads down to the water. This is a place needs to be minded well. If you got down here, his friends could have a boat to meet him. They could send it in from the other side.
The entire run takes place in outdoor locations, with audiences moving around each venue to experience each individual play.
That's right, we split them in two, so we can do 2 plays simultaneously, and then we swap the audiences so they both see both plays.
Actor Garrett Lombard explains what people can expect.
Then we bring them down into the courtyard through the landscape, the beautiful landscape of Coole Park. We're here by the lake where we're doing Rising of the Moon, and we have different locations around the grounds where we're performing the other 4 plays.
I'm one Jimmy Welsh, a ballad singer.
Jimmy Welsh? I don't know that name.
Sure, I know it well enough in Ennis.
Druid Gregory is being staged at a time when there's a huge appetite among the public for a return to live theatrical action. That's evidenced by the fact that all shows have already sold out. But it's not just audiences that have been yearning for a resumption. Druid founder Marie Mullen is playing Lady Gregory herself over the coming weeks.
Doing something like this is good for our industry, it's good for our profession, that we can, you know, adapt and make things happen that maybe wouldn't normally happen. Thinking outside the box, really. I mean, we don't have a theatre. We can't go indoors, so let's see what we can do, how we can entertain people in other ways, you know. It makes us think. There's a real sense out there that people want to come back to theatre, and there's a real sense of us that we want to do theatre. So those two positive things working in unison and in the outdoors is going to be very exciting, because, I mean, there is no theatre without an audience, as you know, and if they can't hear the words, what's the point in doing it? But I think the whole meaning of theatre will be revived, regenerated with these plays and with our audience walking around after us.
Marie Mullen ending that report from Pat McGrath at Coole Park in County Galway.